Welcome to the Confidence Through Health podcast. My name is Jerry Snyder. As a health, wellness, and sports performance coach, my goal each week is to bring you experts to help you take control of your health and build your self-confidence. Thanks for including me today on your journey to better health. I'd like to thank our sponsor for this episode, All In Health and Wellness. If you're looking for a health coach, you're looking for a sports performance coach, you're looking for nutrition guidance, like for instance, a meal-by-meal plan that will help you understand how to eat, it will teach you how to eat, and it will give your body, your cells, the proper nutrition to feel great and be able to perform at your best, not just physically, but also emotionally and mentally. If you're looking for those things, you're looking for the key to improve your sports performance, both from a nutrition standpoint and an exercise physical standpoint and a mental standpoint as you approach your athletic event, All In Health and Wellness is able to help in these areas. Go to allinhealthandwellness.com and you'll find the contact information for how to get in touch with them and get started on the plan that will improve your life. Well, Dina, thank you for being a guest on the Confidence Through Health podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm really excited to talk to you because, you know, the wellness retreat idea is it like I go back to I went to private school, a religious school in elementary and high school, and we did retreats and they were spiritual in nature, of course, but they were out in a, you know, in a cabin area and you're out in the woods and you're doing these things. In like looking back at it now as I'm in my 50s, I'm like, oh my gosh, I missed that experience when I was in my 20s and 30s and 40s and never really did that. And went on like retreats in the corporate world, but they were a little different because they were very much corporate minded, right? Like,
yeah,
we're here for a retreat, but we're here to move the business forward. And it's like, yeah, okay, well, that's a little different than moving our health forward, right? So like, why are retreats so important to our overall wellness?
I think, first of all, I love that your school was doing retreats mm-hmm. at such a young age for you guys. And yeah, learn that is such a beautiful gift that mm-hmm. your school district was teaching to you guys, because
yeah,
definitely did not have that growing up.
Right.
But I think that one of the most important things about going to retreats is the ability to really connect with yourself mm-hmm. at a deeper level and checking out from your everyday life. So
yeah,
shutting out the noise, putting the phone away, and just really kind of going inward and learning tools to help you navigate life when you go back into the real world again.
Right. And that's a huge piece, right? It's the tools. And I think a lot of people have gone to, whether it's conferences or, you know, because you need CEUs or you need whatever for your, you know, your job. And you go and you get all these notes of everything.
Yeah.
And it's like drinking from a fire hose. And you're like, how do I implement anything? You go back to your life and then you'll do anything.
Yeah. And it's funny because I think many people, including myself, I've been in those situations where I get all this information. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to incorporate it all. I'm going to, you know, get up at 4 a.m. and meditate and
right,
do the green juice and all the things. But that's not necessarily what's going to actually be sustainable mm-hmm. for the average person.
Right.
And I think these tools, you have to go with it with grace with yourself and just say, what's actually something that's going to resonate with me that mm-hmm. I can carry through yeah. and enjoy doing every day.
Right.
So it's going to these retreats and trying the different tools that are available to you and seeing what works for you, and what mm-hmm. works for you is not going to work for me, and right. vice versa. So that's, I think, the beauty of these retreats is learning all these different kinds of tools that are available to you.
Right. Well, and I love that because it's so individual, and it's like you can't say, you know, oh, my best friend started doing this, and so I'm going to start doing it, and I'm not getting the same results. So, right, either they're crazy or kooky or whatever, or like,
yeah,
no, it just doesn't resonate with you, and you need and exposure to so many things.
Exactly. And I think one of the biggest things in all of this is that you're doing this for yourself mm-hmm. and you're not doing it to say that you went to a wellness retreat because that's cool to say today, or doing it for your friends or for work or for whatever. You're doing it for you to be the best version of you. And when you are in that zone of doing it for yourself, you're going to be able to absorb the information differently, and you'll really figure out what's right for you versus what everyone else thinks is right for you.
And this is like, as we're talking about this is wellness retreats are something that can be beneficial to anybody, right? It's not just like, oh, I have to be a busy professional to be able to get benefit out of this.
So our retreats, we're really primarily focused on finding your joy and your purpose in this world. And a lot of that comes from letting go of limiting beliefs. So we all struggle, we're human, and we have these thoughts, and they've been ingrained in us. And 99% of the time, those thoughts are not even real. Or that situation that you have created in your mind when you were 5 years old and your teacher told you that you're not smart enough didn't really play out that way. It's the story that you have created and have been running with for so many years, and it's what holds you back. And we help people reprogram that story and that limiting thought so that you can enjoy your life, because we're here to have fun. We're here to take it all in and enjoy it and have fun with it.
Well, and so you touched on something that I wanted to bring up, and so it's a perfect segue for it, because one of the things that in your retreats and what you're trying to help people with, you talked about healing the inner child, and it's something that I've not really touched on through this podcast, but I've heard so many times in wellness and talked with people a little bit about like that those things that happen early in life and that we carry with us that are, like you said, completely probably not true. But we were in a position where we were impressionable
Yes.
and somebody told us something and we stuck with it.
Exactly. That, and it's so 0 to 7 years old is the most formative time of a child. They absorb everything, and then they basically determine their belief system and their belief structure based off of those first 7 years. So if a parent or a teacher or a friend or a sibling or whomever basically says to them, "You're smart," they're going to absorb that. Or if they say, "You're not that smart," or "That was stupid of you to do that," it's one moment in that child's life that they take and they absorb it, and the adult or the other individual doesn't even realize that that's going to be that one thing that's going to determine the rest of this person's life. It's really just you as a human taking in whatever that moment is for you. I remember I was in elementary school, and I was in special education growing up, and I had a teacher take one of my books away from me saying, "Oh, you aren't smart enough to read this." Now, that's the story I told myself, but no teacher would say that in those words. But that's how I interpreted that narrative, and I ran with it for so many years. And I wouldn't do well in class or whatever, and I would say, "Well, I'm not that smart. I had that teacher tell me that." And it holds you back from doing so much in your life. But once you realize that that was just this story and that's not the case, or it could have been at that time, there was, you weren't comprehending something or understanding something, but today you're a different person and you can comprehend. You realize, my God, I was holding myself back all these years with this story that I created. And there's just so many examples of that that people struggle with on a day-to-day basis and don't realize that they're doing it.
Well, I can relate to that. I have an older sister who's two, a little over 2 years older than me, and so, I would follow in her footsteps as we went through school, right? And so it's like I'd get the same teachers or the same whatever. And I remember being told, like, why aren't you as smart as your sister?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, now I look at it and I'm like, and of course my sister, she wasn't athletic and I was super athletic. And but she went on, and she when she graduated high school, she graduated with on the weighted scale, she had the highest GPA ever at that
Wow.
school. She got a scholarship to go to Vassar, like
Amazing.
super, super smart, right? And I'm sitting here and I'm like, when I get in, I'm like barely getting into colleges. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I got in because of athletics, not because of academics, right? But yeah, and it took a long time to get over that, like, okay, I'm not as smart as other people. When now people look at me and they're like, how are you this smart in this area of what you're doing? Like, how are you so gifted?
Yeah.
And it's just because it's completely different, and it's a narrative that doesn't matter.
Yes, it really doesn't. And it's the way in which that you take that narrative, right? Because you're the decision maker of your own life, right? People can say and things can happen, but it's how you interpret it and how you choose to move forward with your story with it. Are you going to be the victim or are you going to be the winner in this scenario? And the fact that you said something, you said in this field, you're great in certain things, right? Because every human being is going to be good at something or another. You're not going to be good at everything. It's impossible. And even I'm sure your sister, who is uber smart, has areas in her life that she just can't get it together, whether it's fitness or, whatever. Nobody can do it all. So finding that place that you are good at or you struggle at and learn to recreate the narrative around it, that's where you're going to succeed in life.
And that's where retreats come in as a valuable tool, right? Because like you can put everything aside, right? You've got to make that commitment to do that, right? So that's the piece on you, right? Commit to put everything aside, go to a retreat, be with other people so you're in community, because I think that's important.
Yeah, I think we lost that sense of community during COVID. We all became very comfortable in this little bubble of just being in your own little home and lost our human connection ability. And I really find it so important to have human connection and not over a phone, not through FaceTime, but real. Sit down in front of you, human connection. That's where we do our best, I think, as humans, when we're together and we have community. And our retreats are really centered around that because I think we all kind of became so accustomed to just being away from one another and being scared of one another. Oh, that was a big narrative that was pushed on us. And so again, this is a new. We have to reprogram and go back to not being afraid to be around others and to have that human connection again. And so that's why these retreats are so beautiful because it brings us back to the basics of life.
Well, and like the thing is, when you said that, as far as like being scared of everybody else, like, and like, it's true, because we were like, oh my gosh, you're gonna make me sick. Stay away, you're gonna make me sick. And I'm like, I was going through that, going like, are you crazy? You're not gonna make me sick, because I know I'm healthy and I identify as a healthy person and I do everything to be healthy. So like, you can do whatever you want, you're not gonna make me sick. And that's the internal narrative that I told myself. And whether that played a part in me never getting COVID or not, I don't know. But
It
I
did.
know I'm pretty sure it did, like, because I wasn't scared. I was flying around the country doing races and stuff. And so like, that's a big piece of, and I think that's another thing about the retreats that you do, is like, it's not like, okay, we're going to a weight loss retreat, or we're going to a, like, you're doing everything as far as the whole spirit, body, mind connection, everything, so that people can really break down and see where my issues are, what's holding me back, right?
And once you recognize what it is, then you have the power to control that narrative moving forward. And I think that's a real gift as human beings that we have the ability to change and adapt. And we can rewrite our story. It doesn't have to stay this way. So you can, Somebody recently said something to me and it just was so powerful. In this very moment, you are living your past, present, and future. So deep. So deep. I have the moment. In this moment, I get to control how I want to think about myself, how I want to think about you, the community, and am I going to be the victim in this? Or am I going to be the strong person who wants to make a difference in this world? And you have the ability to restart at any moment. Every second, you get the moment to restart and change your narrative.
And that's one of the things that I think is so important for people as they're trying to make health changes.
Yeah.
You know, it's because we all make mistakes. We all do things that are quote unhealthy, that,
Yeah,
you
we're
know,
human.
and it's th what do we say ourselves in that moment, right? Like, oh, I can never do this. That's too hard. I'm a failure at this. I can't be healthy, or I'm never going to be able to lose weight, or, you know, like, this is just who I am. I'm just going to have to be on medication the rest of my life. All those little things that we say, that's in the moment. But when we speak about it to our future, that's really powerful.
It is. It is. Your words are so powerful. And I think that we don't realize how powerful we are as individuals. And the fact that, I mean, I love that your school would host these retreats for you guys. I think it's so important to teach children at a really young age how powerful they are and how words have so much power. And you're right. It is very much that, yes, maybe today the doctor said you need to be on medication for the rest of your life, but that does not mean that you're the victim to that. And when you change your mindset, it does something internally in you. And you just wait and see. The more that you start to believe, I'm good, I'm healthy, I don't need this, I'm going to take it, but I don't need it. It starts to change your DNA. Because your body and your mind start to believe, I don't need it. So it starts to create whatever it needs to create to take whatever illness or whatever is happening and heal it.
Well, and that's also a great time to whether you're going to a retreat or just to physically retreat from your life for a moment, right? And be like, okay, wait a minute. Let me recenter. Let me like take all these things out. And I love what you said was earlier about like you're trying to help people find the joy in life and those, and because a lot of times when we're sick in those chronic things, we don't know where our joy is, right? Like
Yeah, you lose it.
you lose it. And so
Well,
like
you lose it in everyday life, right? You have stress, you have anxiety, you have pressure, people are needing you. And it's just today's life is very different than it was when our parents' generation was living life. We have social media today that is super consuming and not in a good way. And we have our kids getting bullied in school in a very different way than we were being bullied when we were growing up. Life has changed dramatically, and so our sense of joy has gone away. And learning to bring it back is so important.
And so when somebody's struggling with all those things, like is it like looking at it going like, oh, let me go on this retreat for 24 hours, 48 hours a week. Oh, it's gonna fix everything.
No. And
Right, it's
I don't
not.
want anybody to ever think that there's a quick fix to anything because there isn't. It's a conscious choice that an individual makes every moment of the day because it's moments. It's not even a full day that you get to have that joy. You have to choose consciously every moment of the day to change that narrative that's in your mind, right? Because you didn't get the parking spot. Oh, shit, that's because I'm not lucky. You have a choice to say that, or you can say, nope, I'm going to find somewhere even closer to where I need to park, or let me go around one more time and I know I'm going to find that parking spot. But if you go with the narrative of I have shit luck, then it just starts to prove to you that you do, so more things are going to happen, right? And I think going to retreats isn't going to fix your problem, but it's going to teach you the tools that you need to help you remember what to do in those moments, where you're stressed, to help you reprogram and not go back to saying, I don't have any luck, but rather, I have so much luck, something better is going to happen for me.
Well, and I've like that scenario. I've got a great example of like real life played out in the last 2 weeks. Because my daughter's getting ready to turn 16, in about a month, and so we're planning a sweet 16 party. And so we came up with this great idea of like, okay, we're going to do it at a hotel. She's going to have a couple of her friends stay over the night, but the rest of them, they're going to have a party and then like meeting space and all this stuff. And so one of the hotels we've used before for in-laws and people coming in from out of town has an indoor pool. So we're like, perfect, because it's October. It might be chill, too cold for an outdoor pool, whatever. And so got everything set up except for the meeting space. We're trying to get that set up. So I go in and I meet with the sales lady, and she's like, oh yeah, we could do this. And she was like, what's it for? And I said, birthday party. She goes, oh, we don't do birthday parties anymore. Against corporate policy. And I was like, what? Like, this isn't 4-year-olds. Like, she's like, oh no, too much damage. Just too, nope, we can't do it. And I was like, okay. But she said against corporate policy. And I was like, I don't think that's the case. So I went yesterday to a different hotel, same brand, but a different hotel in town. Walked in and said, hey, I'm looking to do this. The sales guy comes out, goes, we would love to have you. What can we help you with? What can we do? What, like, we're going to do this. We're going to, oh, let's set this up for her. She's going to love this. All this, like, he was planning it for me. Right. And I was just like, and my wife was sitting here going like, I need to go talk to that lady, because maybe you just were wrong, or maybe you just didn't say the right stuff. And I'm like, no, it's not the right place. Like, don't force it. And this other one is like, I'm like, oh my gosh, nicer hotel, nicer everything. Are we probably gonna pay a little bit more? Yeah, but I'd rather go there where people are like excited and the joy is there and it's the energy is better. I'm like, it's gonna be a much better experience.
It is. It is. And the fact that you chose to view it that, okay, that I got that roadblock, but that's not going to stop me. I'm going to keep going. And then you found something even better. And it's going to create a really memorable experience for your daughter. So it's you took that moment instead of being the victim of that situation. And then we're like, no, I'm not going to be the victim of that. I'm going to be the winner in this. Change the narrative.
And a lot of times we get stuck and siloed into a certain thing, and it's whether it's our health or our finances or our career, or and a lot of people don't realize that those are all impacting our health as well.
100%.
And so,
100%.
like,
Your stress and your anxiety, your body keeps score. And there's a great book, Your Body Keeps Score. And it really does. If you are not paying attention, you're going to basically destroy your health just with your thoughts.
And then you're going to think, though, a lot of times you're going to think, well, I wouldn't do this to myself, so somebody's doing it to me. Right. And then you go back to what you were saying earlier. I can't win. I can't get ahead. I can't do this. I can't do that. And all those negative statements just pile on each other. And it's not until we take that step back that we go, oh, wait a minute. That's not really what's going on.
And it's really that, right? When you just shift that mindset, things start to fall into place in a really beautiful way. And I encourage you, your listeners, to do this for 21 days. Just change, stop yourself, pinch yourself, or stop yourself the moment that you want to go negative and just pause and just take a breath and allow yourself to change that narrative. You didn't get that parking spot. You didn't get that event space that you were looking for. You didn't get that job or that client. Something better is going to come. Something better is happening for me. There was a reason because this wasn't good enough. Something better is coming. And when you're in that mindset, I promise you, you will see big changes in your life, and you'll see it rather quickly. In less than a month, you will see changes.
Well,
So I encourage you all to do that.
Yeah, I fully agree with that because if we get so stuck on I didn't get this, then we easily will miss the things that are out there that we will get. And because we're so focused on the other thing, that it's like, oh, why didn't I get that? And this is and it's one of the reasons why a lot of people I talk to and I recommend as well is like if you're dealing with health issues and you're not sure and you're going back to the doctor for the visit where you're getting the diagnosis of what's going on, take somebody with you because you're going to hear that diagnosis
You
and
want to hear.
you're going to turn off and you're just going to be like, I can't believe this is me. I can't believe I've got this. I can't believe I'm doing this. What's going on? Da, da, da. And you're going to miss everything else the doctor's saying, because we get so tunnel vision on, oh my gosh.
And getting a diagnosis is never easy at all. So I have sympathy and I understand it. But once you take that in, then really make the decision what it is that you want to do from here on out. Do you want to be that title of having that illness? Or do you want to be the person who recovers and is healing themselves? Because the moment that you choose one path, your health is going to go in that direction because your mind is so powerful. And I want people to really realize how powerful they are. They have the ability to heal themselves and they have the ability to make themselves more sick. And it's all in their control. So choose how you want to handle that narrative. And it's not easy and it is hard. And there are moments throughout the day where you're getting the lab reports back and things aren't looking good and they're just kind of staying the same or getting worse. But sometimes it needs to get worse before it gets better. And it's all just a matter of staying in that mindset of, I'm going to get through this because I'm not going to be the victim to this.
And then, one of the other things that I saw in stuff that you talked about is self-care, but also looking at it from a standpoint of like there's no perfectionism. Like stop trying to do things perfectly, right? And I think that's especially when you look at the high level professionals, entrepreneurs, you really want to be like, because I've been in that position when I first started my business. It's like, I can't put this out. It's not perfect. It's not marketed. Like everything's not perfect. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait. And then like you realize like 3 weeks go by and you never put it out.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh,
You're
I've got to
stopping
change the
yourself.
dates because the dates have gone by. It's like I've got to change everything now again. Or like it's set around the fall and now it's wintertime. Oh gosh, now I gotta change everything. And
You don't have to, you create your own version of what's right for you. I live in Los Angeles and we have a very big world here of juicing and getting up at 4 in the morning to meditate and journal and breath work and all the things. And for the life of me, I can't do breath work. And for the life of me, I don't like juicing. I don't, it just isn't my thing. But does that mean that I'm less of a wellness person? Does that mean that I'm doing less for myself? No, it's just that I'm choosing what's right for me. What works for me isn't going to work for you. And I found that journaling and meditating are my ways of connecting to myself and going on long walks and listening to music, just disconnecting. You have to find what's right for you. And there is no perfect way of doing it. And you don't have to do it early in the morning or right before you go to bed. You could do it at 4 in the afternoon if you need 5 minutes to yourself. Take that 5 minutes.
Well, and I deal with that a lot when because people ask me about running all the time because I'm a big runner and I'm like, I'm like, yeah, could you run a marathon? Sure. Should you? I don't know. Like, that's a different question. Like, could you physically run a marathon? Sure, of course you could. Like, if somebody else can do it, you can do it. But that doesn't mean that you're supposed to, right? And so it's like, or in anything athletics or anything like anything in life, it's like just because somebody else can do it doesn't mean you should do it.
Correct.
So you got to lean into what makes you, what brings you joy? What are those things in? And it's the same thing with the healthy lifestyle. And so people ask me about exercise, and I'm like, there's so many different ways to get the amount of exercise you need to continue your body health, you know, on a longevity pathway. There's so many different ways. There's so many different ways to eat healthy. There's not just a set, like you have to do it this way, you know? And so it's like it, but we hear so many different things. And you mentioned social media earlier. We hear so many on social media, this contradicts this and this contradicts that. And like, oh, you have to do it this way, or you have to take this supplement, or you have to do this, or you're not going to be there. And that fear of missing out, that fear of I'm not doing the right thing, like can drive us nuts.
And this world in which we live in competition and trying to keep up with, the Joneses and your version of that is not healthy at all. You have to do what's right for you, what's going to fill your cup up. Because when you're filled, you're going to be able to take care of the rest of the people around you. But if you're not doing well, nobody or nothing around you is going to be doing well and flourishing. So really, find what works for you. I enjoy getting up in the morning and blasting music and dancing for a song or two and just like reconnecting with myself in the morning. And that brings me joy and it doesn't bring a lot of other people joy. Doesn't bring my neighbors joy.
I'm sure. Well, and like, yeah, I mean, there's, and because people ask me about coffee or different things, you know, and they're like, should I have coffee? And I'm like, hey, you know, I'm not a coffee drinker. I've never liked the smell of it. I've never liked the taste of it. And so I'm like, I don't do that. But that doesn't mean that somebody else shouldn't. You know, if that's what you need to get going and get going in the morning and wake up and like, you know, the, what's the different memes about like, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee and those types of things, right? Like, if that's who you are, that's fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And you know, it, as long as it's taking you where you want to go in a positive, healthy way, right?
Exactly.
You
And
know,
that's,
the
I think, the number one thing. Again, it's doing it for yourself, and it's good for you, and it's bringing joy for you. It's not bringing you stress or bringing you anxiety or feeling pressured or forced to, because you're never going to do it. It's going to be difficult for you to maintain it. And start slow, like bring in a habit to create for yourself, whether it's just sitting in silence for 5 minutes or journaling, writing down your thoughts, or even as simple as writing down 5 things that you're grateful for every day, starting with these small little habits, it really changes the trajectory of your life.
No, and I agree with that. I've done the gratitude thing multiple times for a 30-day period. And it's just like,
Beautiful.
you know, at the beginning it's really easy if you're and I always try and do like different things, like not
Yes,
repeating day to day, right?
that's the trick. You have
That's
to
the trick.
do, you can't keep repeating the same things of grateful for my coffee. Okay,
Right.
can't do that every day.
And then it's like weird because you go from this like, okay, well now I'm picking these little bitty things, like, oh, somebody opened the door for me, you know, and then it's like getting deep and you're like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. Whoa, you know, and going back and rereading them at the end and seeing how you transitioned it, but it does change how you go through the day.
It does, doesn't it?
You know,
It's
it's
a
weird.
big shift. And you just start attracting more things to be grateful for, really. I think it's tied together and it works. I listen to Dr. Joe Dispenza and he is all about this stuff. And if anybody is out there struggling with a health condition, I strongly suggest that you listen to Dr. Joe.
Yeah, I just finished one of his books
When did
about
you
a month
read
ago. Oh gosh, what is it?
Becoming Supernatural?
Yes.
You are the placebo. Oh,
Yep. No, I read You Are a Placebo a while back, but yeah, and it goes back to how powerful we are, right? How powerful we are, and that we were given the tools to heal ourselves
yes.
if we just allow ourselves to do it, you know, and it's hard to do
Oh, yes.
In today's fast-paced world, it's hard to do with technology and all the things, and that's all great stuff. But it's knowing when to put the boundaries on it to be able to say, okay, wait, no, pause. I need to back out and take care of myself for a little bit. And I think that's probably the hardest thing to do because it's super easy to just keep going.
It is. And it's super easy to sit in that same mindset that you've had for so many years, even though it makes you miserable, even though you're like, oh my God, I'm up again today doing the same thing. A lot of people find comfort in that and n they don't like change. But I think where you're going to grow the most is allowing the change to happen, is allowing yourself to be in that unknown of what the next move is going to be. So try the positive outlook. Try to change your speech to yourself, because I think when you start to see those changes and live in that moment of real gratitude and unknown, that's where the real magic of life happens.
And it's being able to go back to those spots in those tough times, like you said, because once you get that practice down, then you realize, like, and I say this and I totally understand that people might look at this or hear this and be like, you're out of touch with reality. But how little the things that happen to us actually really do matter. Like when you can step back and say, like, okay, like, and I'm talking about even some things where it's like, I got in a fender bender. Okay, but in 10 years, I'm going to look back. If as long as I come out of it without a major injury, I'm going to look back at that and be like, huh, I barely remember that happening.
So true. I mean, if you think back on your first heartbreak, or your first time not getting, the grade that you wanted when you studied so hard to get that A and you got the C or the D. Today, you look back and you're like, what? That was like a little blimp in my life. I can't even, but in that moment, it's so big and it's the only thing and it's so consuming. And it's funny. I had an accident, 2.5 years ago. I was crossing the street and a car hit me. And in that moment of the recovery, I really started to use the tools that I preach and learned and studied all these years. And even in that moment where I am in pain and I cannot walk and I have, doctors telling me different things that I need to do to be able to feel better. I just kept saying, oh my God, I kept finding the things that I'm grateful for in this experience. And today, when I look back at that accident, again, you have the choice. I choose to view that accident as the biggest gift that the universe gave me, because I got to utilize these tools and really connect with myself on a deeper level. Even though I went through horrific pain and a lot of the unknowns of what my body was going to, what was going to come of the rest of my life, essentially. And I think that because I was really in that state of, okay, I know it's going to be fine. And what they're saying is a little scary, but I'm going to be okay. I think it helped in the healing process. And my outlook to that accident today is the biggest gift.
Well, and I'm sure, I mean, I know it did help. I mean, it had to have, because having the other outlook
Would
would
just
have,
be
you would have
awful.
just stayed stuck,
Yes.
right?
Yeah. And look, it's super easy to stay as that victim because you're getting those phone calls and, oh my God. And there was a video of the accident. And so that video was being circulated. Everyone's like, oh my God, are you poor? And so you can really go, yeah, I'm going to play on that. Yeah, I'm the victim. You're right, that was shitty. And you're right, I am in pain. But I, every time people would call me, I'd be like, no, 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 I'm good. I'm going to be okay. I do have pain. Yep. I don't know what's going to happen. The doctors are telling me I've got nerve damage and whatever, but I'm good. And that's my choice to choose. That's where I have the power in the situation. So it doesn't have power over me. I get to choose the narrative of what this accident is and how I'm going to move forward with it.
And people that choose that way, it doesn't make it like, I mean, it does make it a little bit easier, but you still got to go through the process, the
Oh,
healing process, right? And so it's like, it doesn't make the physical therapy visit any easier.
No, or the injections or any of it, none of it.
Right.
Because it makes it, but it gives you a different perspective, and you just know this is just a moment in my life. I have so much more to do and live, and this is just a moment.
Yeah.
And I'm going through it, and I'm going to find the good in this moment, because you find the nurse who's kind, and you know, the doctors who are just going above and beyond to check in on you, you know, and different things like that. People, even your friends and family, strangers, you find the beauty of humanity in those moments. And that's a gift in and of itself. So it's just changing the perspective. And once you do, even in those not so great moments in life, it will help you handle those moments better with grace.
And I've told this story many times. I blew my knee out water skiing back in 2016, and it was right after I'd signed up for my first marathon.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, well, and torn PCL, like completely ruptured.
Super.
Grade 3 MCL, where the guy, like, he showed me an MRI and it was like barely a little bitty thread hanging on. And he said, if that was torn all the way, we'd absolutely have to do surgery. He goes, I don't know if we're gonna have to do it. We're gonna see how rehab goes. But if that was torn, you'd be in surgery like today. And so I never had surgery.
Thank
So I
God.
still have the torn, like my knee does all the, it's like a party trick. But so the marathon was 6 months to the day from when I tore the knee. So I, instead of like saying, no, I'm not going to do anything, I just called them and said, can I do the half marathon instead? And they said, yeah, we'll put you in a half marathon. I said, okay. So it was in December. I started running again in October.
Wow.
And so barely, I mean, I shouldn't, like looking back, like it was stupid. My leg went completely numb. Of course, I was wearing a brace to hold it in place
Yeah,
and everything, but it went completely numb about 8 miles in. And I just was like, I was limping, hobbling back. And several people, of course, were passing me towards the finish. And this one guy passed me, and he was wearing a really distinct hat that had fake hair, and it was maroon. And so it was really easy to tell who he was. And he pulled his hat off and he says, my hat's off to you, dude. And he put it back on and finished. And that was probably about half a mile before the finish. And so I finished, and it's funny because I finished, my leg was so numb, I was like walking around in a circle because it wouldn't move. And so I could, one leg was working, the other one wasn't. And so I was just like, and you know, the medical people came over to me and I was like, no, 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 I'm fine. It'll get back. It'll be fine. And that guy sought me out. And of course I could tell who he was because of the hat he was wearing too. And he sought me out and he says, I have to know, why did you do this? Like, you obviously look like you're in pain. He goes, you're wearing the brace. Obviously you got any problems. Like, why in the world would you do this? And I said, you know, before the injury happened, God said, you're going to run this race. I got a reason for you. You're going to run this race. And they said, so the injury happened. And I was like, I mean, the doctor said I shouldn't run. One doctor said, go ahead and try it. I'm like, I got sort of a green light. I was like, I'm going to go for it. And that guy was like, man, you're so motivating. I can't believe you would do that. Like, you, it's just, it's, you're inspiring me. And I was like, there you go. That's the reason why, right there.
Yeah.
I was like, to talk to that one guy and inspire him to be able to go like, okay, I can do hard things. If he can do that, I can do hard things. And I say that because a lot of times it's just one person we're trying to impact.
And normally it's a stranger.
Yeah. And I'm sure you get this with the retreats. You might bring in, a bunch of people, but it's like, okay, the reality is I'm trying to impact one person. If we try to impact too many people or try to make the scope too big, either we're not going to do what we're supposed to do in the right way because we're trying to please everybody, and it's like sometimes it's like, no, just say the message the way it is, and it'll impact one person, and then that ripple effect will happen. And I think that's when we look at life that way, and we have that kind of like, okay, if I have my joy and I spread it, it's going to impact somebody.
Yes,
And
I
living
agree.
life trying to not find your joy is just, I think it's hurtful to all of humanity.
Especially to yourself, first and foremost. You're doing a disservice to yourself because you're here, so you might as well find some joy in it. Not easy. It's not every minute, but the majority of your day should be joyful.
And joyful for you, not because you're trying to chase somebody else's, right?
Correct. For you. And I think one of the best ways to do that is to honor yourself and to find what works for you, right? So when you are stressed, what brings you back to that peace? And these retreats help give you those different tool options. And you're like, you know what? I think I need to just take a break and just go listen to some music and move my body and dance. That's what's going to bring me joy right now.
And like you said before, that's one of the biggest things about self-care is there's not this, these are the three things you have to do.
Right.
It's like, okay, well, one of the things we have to do, we have to eat properly, right? Like, okay, we have to eat. There's certain things in life that yes, we have to do. But of course, eating properly, there's so many different ways to do that,
Correct. And what
right?
your definition is versus everyone else's definition is, very different. I've tried many different ways of eating healthy. I've done the raw thing, the vegan thing, the vegetarian. I've done it all. But what works best is moderation of everything. I still have my French fries. I also have my broccoli. You got to find the balance for you because you want it to be sustainable, right? And anything too extreme is not easy to sustain.
No, that's true. Very true. And the key is keeping everything in balance, right? And so like not letting go of, okay, well, I've got to have the perfect body, so I'm sacrificing the spirit or the emotional health or, something else because I really want that cookie or whatever it is, but no. The body says it has to be this way.
Have the cookie. Have half of it. Don't eat the whole thing.
But find your joy. I love it because you're finding your joy in the moment of life as we go through life. And when you lose that ability to do that, that's when you have to, I mean, it's, and that's what the word is it defines itself, retreat. You have to retreat from the situation. So how can people who are interested in learning more about 3D wellness retreats get the information?
Sure, they can visit our website at www.3dwellnessretreats.com.
Because y'all do some virtual stuff and then obviously the
We
in-person
do.
retreats too, right?
Yes, we do virtual and in person. So if you're not ready to come out and be with amongst the folks, do it at home. Do it virtually, and you get so much out of both experiences.
And when somebody's, and I'm sure you put this in like your frequently asked questions as you're getting ready, people ready for a period, but do you, I'm not trying to word this the right way so people won't get offended by it, but do you have to be like, do you have to prepare yourself a certain way? Do you have to be like,
We always say prior to doing an in-person, you should do a virtual. So you really gotta get a feel for what we do and how our team works. But you don't have to be a wellness junkie to do it. You could be
Right.
brand new into this space. You can be curious and just want to do this out of curiosity.
Right.
I think we're here for everyone. We're here to help you and help you find your joy and your purpose. So it's for anyone who's just out there a little intrigued
Right.
by the idea.
Right. Because I imagine if for the people that are going, especially the first timers that have never done anything like it, it's sort of like going to the gym for the first time and you
Yeah.
don't know what's going on and you're like, everybody's going to judge me. And then you realize everybody's tunnel vision on what they're doing. Nobody's looking at you or paying attention to who
Yeah.
you are. They're just
Yeah.
applauding you that you're there.
Yeah.
You know?
Agree. And the other thing is that you're not alone. I mean, we all have issues, and those issues have carried us to where we are today. You're taking such a huge step in your life to put yourself first and to say, I know I've got all this, but I'm going to choose me. And that is the thing that you need to be most proud of.
Right. Well, I love that. And I think that's a great thing to end on because it is. It's something that being able to take pride and joy in things that you do throughout the day is what's going to help you continue on the journey. Because if you
Yes.
can't do that, you're going to be stuck on the wheel. So
Very good.
thank you, Dina, so much for the
Thank
conversation. It's been
you.
great.
This is so great. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Confidence Through Health podcast. Please subscribe, post a review, share this episode with those you love who need a little extra help with their health journey. Visit allinhealthandwellness.com to learn more about the coaching programs that I provide. All episodes are produced by the Social Media Cowboys, your source for all online marketing needs. Go to socialmediacowboys.com for more information.